Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. And of course, you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. We'll talk a little college football coming up at 9:25. Chip Patterson will join us from CBS Sports. But right now, we'll talk some Nats baseball with Mike Rizzo. He's the president and GM of the Nationals, presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, guys. How we doing?
Hello, Mike. We're doing well.
So, Mike, we wanted to get your reaction to the Spencer Nussbaum article in the Post all about the traject arc and why the Nationals don't have it. You didn't comment in the article. Maybe you're not going to comment here, but what do you have to say?
Well, the other, I didn't even know about the article. I would have commented on it if asked. Yeah, I think it's a new technology that we've explored. We toured it over the winter meetings, and I believe that we will have it, and we'll have it very soon. So I think that's going to be a part of our hitting program and the organization. And I think that we will. Like I said, we've explored the technology, and I think that we think it's going to be beneficial to us, and I think we will acquire it.
Why do you think you guys have delayed compared to the majority of the teams in Major League Baseball? According to the article, 25 teams have already used it.
Yeah, I mean, my concern isn't what the 25 other teams are doing. My concern is the technology is it beneficial to the organization and to the ball club, and if deemed to be something that we want to acquire, we often and usually do acquire it, and I think that that's where we're at with this particular technology.
Yeah, I did kind of want to ask you that. Do you have data on some of the things you, and maybe it's hard to like assess it because it depends on which of the guys, like, some of the guys use the VR headsets. Some of the guys mostly only use video. Do you have data on whether the technology that you guys have used is helping?
I think that, we implore a lot of technology during the spring training months, during the off season, and during the season. There's certain guys that use certain technologies that they're comfortable with. And, I think it's all about the comfort level of the individual athlete and the individual coaching style of how players learn and how they need to be coached. So, we have a lot of different ways of reaching players and teaching players. And I think that these are just touching on a few points of technology.
Hey, Mike,
there's a lot of technology out there.
Yeah.
Mike, I want to ask you a question about where the Junks fall in your circle of trust. Okay. All right. So the MLB draft is coming up in less than 2 weeks. You know this, obviously. It's in Atlanta on July 13th and 14th.
Mm-hmm.
If the Junkies asked you to go into the Nationals war room, if we agreed to leave our phones outside and, basically, I don't know, sign an NDA, would you let us walk into your war room to see your rankings and who's on your board? Do you trust the Junks enough to walk into your war room and not blab about it on the radio or go out and talk about it in public?
Of course we would. You're part of the team. You're part of the furniture at Nats Park, and you guys could walk in there. I'll tell you what, it looks like NASA in there, so it'd be hard to really kind of decipher what means what in the room. There's monitors everywhere. There's boards with magnets on it. There's paperwork. There's a lot of computers out and open. So it'd probably be fun for you guys to check it out. We encourage our players to stop in and look at look at the room and that type of thing, because it's an interesting part of baseball that a lot of people don't know. Everyone knows the draft, the players are selected, but what, you know, how is the sausage made, and how do we get to the point where when it's your turn to pick, you pick X player.
Right.
And there's a lot that go into it. It's months and months of preparation and time consuming hours and that type of thing. And, as you get closer and closer to the draft, the anticipation and the excitement, believe me, when we're making that pick and it's we're on the clock and you're making the pick, there's a lot of excitement in the room, and it's a fun experience to be around.
Mike, I think I asked
love
you.
It. I think, to me, it's the most important part of the important day of the year.
Right. I think I asked you like 2-3 weeks ago, and I think you were still talking to your scouts about a couple different players. But I know you're not going to tell me the player, but do you know who you're taking?
We do not. Oh. We do not. We're still. Okay. We have plenty of time to. We've obviously narrowed it down to a very workable group. But in this particular draft, we have several different really good options that we like. And at the end of the day, we're going to make the choice that's most impactful for the Nationals' future.
Gotcha. All right. So you're coming back from a 9-game roadie out west. All right. You played the Dodgers, the Pods, and the Angels, won the series against the Angels. Went 4-5 out there. Kind of just give me your synopsis on the 9-game road trip.
Well, the 9-game road trip, I'll tell you, it was 10 days, and it was a long, arduous road trip, I'll tell you. You're playing two of the tougher teams in the National League West, and the Angels were on a roll when we came in there. We had opportunity to win a series both in San Diego and at the Dodgers, and came up short, and then had a really really grind them out type of extra inning win to win the series with the Angels. So I was proud of the way we finished. 5-4 isn't what we were looking for. When I got in the airplane going to the West Coast, it was 5-4 was in my mind, which would have been a solid road trip. So we didn't get to that, but 4-5 was we grinded out to get to the 4-5, the whole month of June really was a disappointing month for us. Coming off of what we thought was a solid May. We rolled into June and really a lot of things didn't go our way. I think we lost 17 games, and 12 of them were we lost by 2 runs or less. So, we were playing a lot of close games in June. Didn't come out on the winning side of the majority of them. But, we're hoping July mirrors more of May than it does June. And get on a little bit of a roll and get a little winning streak going. But, the teams you play have a lot to do with it. And we play a tough Tigers team and a tough Red Sox team. So got to play good baseball to win.
Talking to Mike Rizzo, president general manager of the Nationals, kind of at the midway point of the season, how would you assess the starting rotation? I mean, Mackenzie Gore's been fantastic. Beyond that, how do you assess the guys?
I think they've been solid. They've kept us in a lot of games. Like I said, we've been in the majority of the games that we played this year. I think that is a testament to the pitching staff. I think the rotation has given us a chance to win most games. I think that the A bullpen has been solid with Finnegan and Ferrer and Lord and Henry. We've got to get a few of our relievers back healthy finally for the second half of the season. In Law and Mason Thompson and Ribalta and to give us a little bit more depth in the B part of the bullpen. So I think that all in all the rotation has given us a chance to win. I think you've seen some stretches of starts with Irvin and Parker and Soroka that have been great. I think that Gore is pitching himself into all-star candidacy. And, when you look at this season, there's an opportunity that you could have four Nationals on the all-star team, but I think Gore is worthy. I think Abrams is worthy. I think Wood is worthy and Finnegan's worthy. Those four guys are definitely worthy of being on the All-Star team. And I think that in the last couple of years, you couldn't have said that. You know, where the you know it was kind of a one person All-Star representation. But this year, I think there's four legitimate candidates that could and should make the All-Star team.
Absolutely. You know, kind of going back to when the Cubs were in town, and then going into the losing streak. I mean, as you know, and I guess this is just baseball, but. I mean, the bats really struggled for a good 15-game stretch. I know there was a couple games where you scored some runs and lost, but then you go to L.A., you scored 19 runs against the Dodgers in the three-game series. You scored 24 against the Angels. I mean, the bats kind of livened up out west for some reason.
Yeah, we did. We swung the bats pretty well. We, you know, I think we played better offensively. You know, period. Base running's been a big bugaboo of ours, man. We just run into way too many outs, and we have to get better instinctually on the bases. And I think that we did a little bit better job of that on the West Coast. Offense is cyclical. You know what I mean? If you have ebbs and flows throughout the season, and I think that you've seen that. What has to stay constant is, you know, your starting pitching has to be consistent. Your defense has to be consistent. You can't give away outs. You can't give away extra outs. You can't run into outs. And I think that that's how you win those, you know, 2-1 run games that we didn't win in June. It was, you know, by playing better defense. Don't give extra outs. Double play balls have to be two outs and double plays. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to hit the right. You have to hit the cutoff man. You know, you can't airmail balls to the plate and have guys take extra bases. Though these are the things that that we've been working on diligently, pregame, all season long. And these young players have to get better at the fundamental side of playing the game. And I think on the West Coast, we did a little bit better job of that.
Mike, look at the respect James Wood got from the Angels getting walked. Intentionally walked four times, the first major leaguer to do that since Barry Bonds. He joins a very select group of people that have done that.
Only
in the
six players ever. That's crazy.
Yeah, sure. It was. I'll tell you what. The Angels had a game plan for him. Their advance team must have circled James's name on the lineup card. Said this guy is not going to beat us, and they stuck to their plan. And we won 2 out of 3. And that means that the rest of the lineup stepped up and made them pay for not pitching to Woody. So kudos to the rest of the lineup for being a long lineup in that series and scoring some runs and really grinding out some big runs for us. You know, we tied it up against a really good closer in Kenley Jansen and grinded out some runs there, and then in the 11th inning scored 3. And let's not gloss over what Kyle Finnegan did in that game.
Three innings, right?
Three shutout innings, right. and two of those innings they started with a man on second and nobody out. So tip of the hat for him for the guts that it took to want to pitch in that situation. And to me, that's why he's an all-star in my book and should be selected to that team.
What did you do on the day off between San Diego and LA? You had a day off.
Yeah, it was great. My oldest son lives in San Diego. So we spent the day together and just hung out over there in San Diego before we worked our way up to Anaheim.
Oh, cool. The Cakes was at the game in San Diego.
Yeah, I went to the...
You went to the 1-0 game.
Yeah, I went to the one where the no run scored by the Nats. Yeah. McKenzie pitched well, just tough one.
Yeah, that was a great pitch game. I think it was, Pavetta and Gore, right?
Yeah, it was Pavetta, yeah.
And they were both dealing. So good pitching gets good hitting out on a majority of the games, and you just saw a testament to that when those two guys went at it and pitch for pitch and the bullpen came in and did their job and held them scoreless, and we just couldn't muster anything against that against Pavetta or that that bullpen of theirs.
So you got the Tigers in town, obviously last night postponed. So you got the day nighter today. Yeah, you do avoid their two best pitchers because Mize and Scooble, you'll miss them, but they're the best team in baseball record wise. And Riley Green is just a beast. So talk about this series coming up starting today at 1.
Yeah, it's going to be an exciting series. You know, it's a good up and coming team, and they're playing great right now. And like I said, it's not who you play, it's when you play them, and they're playing good right now. We're coming off a series win against the Angels. You know, flew all night Sunday and got home. We had a day off Monday, and then the rain out yesterday. So we should be well rested split doubleheaders are often. Yeah, those are rough on on players, so it's going to be an interesting matchup with those guys. And the Red Sox come in, and you know, they're always fun to play with Alex Cora coming back to town, and it's going to be a good week. And then we go on the road for the last road trip before the All-Star break. And then we draft our draft guys, and then prepare for the trade deadline, and then boom, there we are.
I think you were about to give us the guy you were going to draft there for a second, but all right.
Come on, he's not doing that.
All right, Mike, good. Have fun today. It's going to be a long day, but good luck. Let's hopefully get a sweep.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
Yep. All right, thanks, bro. Mike.
All right, it's Mike Rizzo, present GM of the Nationals, presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. And Jason got the answer. They said they're going to get the technology.
There you go.
They're going to get it, and we're welcome in the war room.
Probably going to get it next year. Or maybe sooner.
Go? Yep.
Am I knock on the door?
Probably not.
We can do this.
Yeah. I'm here to see the board.
Who's here?
I'm here to see the
board.
We're
about to make a draft pick.
I'll leave my phone outside.
Cakes.
Don't even worry
it's
about
cakes.
It. I mean, I can make the draft pick. They're picking number one overall. You think I couldn't make the pick?
Who are you taking?
Holiday. Ethan Holiday?
Yep, that's probably who they're taking.
Had to make sure I got his name right. I had to get the name right on the card.
Hey, coming up next, we'll talk a little college football. Of course, Mike Rizzo is brought to you by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. We love Main Street Bank. College football with Chip Patterson for CBS Sports next here in the Junks.